Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, beginning of verse 19. And it's Christ talking, and here's what he says. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? And then he ends verse 33 by saying, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Well, it's pretty cold the other day out here. We had a cold front go through, and I went out to get them in the morning newspaper, and it wasn't there in its usual spot. Maybe the squirrels, capable of any form of mischief around here, had moved it. Finally, though, I found it, but it wasn't where I was looking or where I expected to find it. It wasn't there for John Daly either, an unknown ninth alternate in the golfing world for the PGA Championship held at Crooked Stick in 1991 when he won, then watched his name engraved on his first PGA tournament trophy, and it happened to be a major. But he found that what he thought he was looking for wasn't there. And then he won the 1995 British Open on the famed St. Andrews Old Course and kissed the claret jug, emblematic of the year's best golfer. But he realized it still wasn't there. Instead, he found two divorces, two rounds of alcohol rehabilitation, gambling, inappropriate behavior, a suspension from golf, where he thought he would find fulfillment and find success and adulation that he was searching for in the sport of golf. But John Daly discovered, even with all his golfing heroics, which the world described as success to him, that it wasn't there. He thought he'd reached the top, but found that it wasn't there. There must be something more. At age 42, Tom Brady can probably still play pro football and seems to want to. He has 6 Super Bowl rings. But what's he looking for? Whatever it is, he seems willing to toss aside years of relationships to simply find another Super Bowl ring with some team. Any team, it seems. Maybe he should listen to his own words in an interview in June of 2005 with CBS's Steve Croft after Brady won his 3rd Super Bowl in February of that year. Steve asked him, which of the rings do you like the best? What's your favorite? And Tom responded, I always said, you know, I said always the next one. The next one's the best. At another point in the interview, Tom said, why do I have 3 rings and still think there is something greater out there for me? Got to be more than this. Steve Croft then asked him, what's the answer to that? To which Brady responded, I wish I knew. A dear friend, recognized as one of basketball's great coaches, and in this past season of years of his life, he has grown in his relationship with God and is also recognized by others as one of God's servants to others. He shared with me that if he ever wrote a book, he'd want to tell all the aspiring young coaches and other success seekers climbing the ladders of their profession, seeking success, striving to win championships, believing all the while they'll find fulfillment and satisfaction, that if they ever do get to the top, reaching their objectives, they'll discover that what they thought they would find was not there. So where is it that we find that life of fulfillment and satisfaction, that life of impact? In her book, Hope for the Flowers, Trina Paulus tells the story of 2 caterpillars, Stripe and Yellow, who spent most of each day together eating leaves and getting bigger and bigger. Until one day, thinking there must be something more to life than this, Stripe crawled from his perch in a tree down to the ground to experience new things. Things like grass and dirt and holes and tiny bugs, but none seemed to satisfy him. There were other caterpillars crawling down around there with him, doing the same things, and he sighed to himself, they don't know any more about life than I do. And then he saw a bunch of caterpillars rapidly crawling toward a tall column, rising high in the air in the distance. And as he got near the base of the column, he could see that it was a pushing, squirming pile of other caterpillars just like him. He felt a surge of excitement. Maybe, he thought, maybe I'll find it there. He asked another caterpillar, what was at the top? No one knows, the caterpillar said, but it must be awfully good because everybody's rushing to get there. Hearing that, Stripe plunged into the pile and began to climb. He stepped on others and threw others off to get up higher, ignored remarks from others climbing back down who said, there's nothing there. Yet when he finally reached the top, after all his hard work to get there, he sadly realized it wasn't there. He had wasted his efforts on the wrong thing, for all he could see from the top was a landscape of thousands of other columns of caterpillars, just like the one he just climbed to the top of. Column after column, as far as he could see, each containing millions of caterpillars climbing to the top, to nowhere. Then he heard a voice. But you can be more, he heard. The words came from a beautiful yellow butterfly circling above him, above the column he was on. As Stripe began the climb down past the wretched, squirming stack of caterpillars heading to the top, like he had done not too long before, something seemed familiar about the voice, her voice, and then he realized that it was Yellow, his caterpillar friend. She was urging him toward something more than the world's never-ending call to keep climbing ladders and columns just to reach the top. And soon after that, he surrendered his life to being who he was created to be. And shortly after he did that, he emerged and then soared as a beautiful black butterfly. And together with Yellow, now as the butterflies they were meant to be, they added beauty to the world around them and brought hope to the flowers. At the lowest point of his life, Monty Williams, now the head coach of the NBA Phoenix Suns, demonstrated in 2016 where his satisfaction and real fulfillment was to be found. His 44-year-old bride, Ingrid, had just been killed in a head-on collision a few days earlier, caused by another driver crossing over the center line of the road at a high rate of speed. Ingrid left behind Monty and their five children at the time, ages 5 to 17 years. And now he stood before 900 in attendance at her memorial service a few days later to deliver her eulogy. As those gathered listened in respectful silence, Monty urged them to turn to God's love and goodness whenever they were feeling down, as he and his children were feeling now. During times like this, he said, it's easy to forget that because what we've gone through is pretty tough and it's hard, and we don't always get that answer that we want, we need to remember God is still there, and we can't lose sight of the fact that God loves us. He reminded those gathered that there were two families grieving that day, that the driver of the other car had been killed also. He went on to say, that family didn't wake up wanting to hurt my wife. Life is hard. It's very hard. And that was tough. We have no ill will toward that family, he said. In my house, we have a sign that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we cannot serve the Lord, Monty continued, if we don't have a heart of forgiveness. This is hard for my family, but this will work out. And he closed by saying that my wife would punch me if I were to sit up here and whine about what is going on. I know where she is, and we'll all work out because God causes all things to work out for good because we love him. There it is. There's the path to fulfillment and satisfaction in life through a relationship with, trust in, and surrender to the God who loves you and is always, always with you. You won't find it in PGA golf championships, in claret jugs, and being fitted for Super Bowl rings or in other championship symbols or in accumulating money and things. You won't find it by climbing any of the ladders the world says to climb while people in the world around you remain in need. You can go ahead and climb what the world says to climb, but you will find that when you get to the top of the column, it isn't there. But you will find it in a life surrendered to and aligned with my God and the God of my good friend and the God of Monty and Ingrid Williams and your God. Where are you looking for fulfillment and satisfaction in life? In worldly acclaim and adulation? To see your name in lights or etched on a Super Bowl ring or on a wall or a building somewhere? Where are you spending your energies, talents, efforts, and heart? What are you doing with all your gifts, your talents, and resources? What columns are you climbing and why? At the end of your life on earth, what will your legacy be? What imprint will you have left on the lives around you? And what difference will you and all your gifts and resources have made for eternity and the lives of others who maybe didn't know God? My friends, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God. He's saying to seek first the God who created you and me. And in that relationship, become all you were created to be for yourself, for others, for him, and for the hope of all the world. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for this reminder. Through a couple of caterpillars turned butterflies and through the lives of some other folks that were struggling, John Daly and Tom Brady now trying to figure it out, still trying to figure it out, but also through the life Monty and Ingrid Williams. Thank you for the reminders all around us of what you want us to do and what you call us to do. And it's not to climb ladders to somewhere, but it's to make a difference in the world around us. It's to surrender to you so that you can use us to impact those lives right there near us and beyond. Thank you for that reminder. Thank you for the assurance, too, that you will go with us, that you will lift us and encourage and empower us to do all that you want us to do and be through you and with you for others. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.